Hello everyone, it's almost 5 a.m., so I'm gonna try to keep my voice down. I have to get on the mic to address this article in Newsweek titled "Taylor Swift is Not a Good Role Model." I read it a little while ago and I know it was trending on Twitter, and I finally got to read it and I saw some tweets about it, but I am bothered by this, and I feel like this is blatant clickbait because it's such extreme sexism and so negative towards women and so misogynist. But at the same time, I believe that not only does the writer believe what he wrote, but I'm bothered that the outlet would actually publish something like this. I consider this article, this op-ed, extremely dangerous. So dangerous. I feel like I'm starting to get emotional. I feel like I'm so livid that I want to cry, legitimately cry. And I don't mean to be dramatic, but this, as a female, this article really bothers me. So I have a decent amount of this article that I'm going to go over right now in case you haven't read it. And I will link to it in this description. And I really, really shouldn't. I hate that I contributed to the traffic stats for this article and the traffic stats for the website that posted it, and I love Newsweek, but this article needs to be deleted. They need to retract this because it's wrong, period. So here are some of the excerpts, and this is verbatim. I will definitely try to distinguish between my opinion and the opinion of the writer in the article. So this is from the article, quote, "Taylor Swift wields immense power." Sorry, couldn't say that right. "Although her economic impact is extremely beneficial, it's worth asking if Swift's influence extends positively to other areas. More specifically, is she a good role model for young girls in the US and beyond?" So this is what he's asking us, and he says no. Obviously, that was my opinion. Back to the article. "Swift is now the most influential celebrity in America. Her popularity is staggering, and her position as a cultural colossus is unquestionable." Okay, y'all, clutch your pearls. We're gonna get into it. The article, the op-ed continues, quote, "At 34, Swift remains unmarried and childless, a fact that some might argue is irrelevant to her status as a role model, but I suggest it's crucial to consider what kind of example this sets for young girls. A role model, by definition, is someone worthy of imitation. While Swift's musical talent and business acumen are certainly admirable, even laudable, we must ask if her personal life choices are ones we want our sisters and daughters to emulate. This might sound like pearl-clutching preaching, but it's a concern rooted in sound reasoning." End quote. Okay, let's unpack this section, this paragraph of this op-ed. Okay, so the writer, John, is saying that because Taylor is unmarried and childless, she is not someone, quote, "worthy of imitation." And he says, quote, "We must ask if her personal life choices are ones we want our sisters and daughters to emulate. It's a concern rooted in sound reasoning." So, if a woman at 34 years old, which means she still has plenty of time to get married and have kids, right? But if a woman is 34 and is not married and does not have kids, she is a failure. She isn't worthy of imitation, according to this man. Never mind all of Taylor's accomplishments. She's a failure. So we need to ask if we want our sisters and daughters to emulate this example of failure, right? Because he claims that his concern is rooted in sound reasoning. What is his reasoning? Does this man know anything about the female experience? Does this man understand that women are raped and murdered every single day because they bought into this messaging? Because they bought into believing that they have to have children and get married and have a partner? Because nowhere in this op-ed, which I will get to later, does this man, not only does he not mention femicide, he doesn't mention how many women are killed statistically by their partners, but he does not even mention Taylor Swift or any woman wanting that a woman should want to be with a good partner instead of just having a partner. According to this man, the goal is for a woman to cling on to a man and reproduce. He says nothing about a woman's happiness, nothing about emotional intelligence, nothing about danger, safety, statistics, historically since the beginning of time. All he's making it, he's not mentioning anything factual when it comes to the female experience, that being in a relationship with the wrong person leads to murder every single day on a global scale. There's no mention of that. All he's saying is you are a failure if you are not married and do not have kids by 34. Meanwhile, how many women have lost their lives because this is what they bought into? That's why this article is fucking dangerous. And I want this guy, this man, sorry excuse for a man, to be held accountable for what he said, for how harmful his words are, because this article is viral. How many women, how many young girls might buy into this? How many people might buy into this and say, yeah, Taylor is a failure because she isn't married and doesn't have kids? Does this man not understand how many women feel like they are failures because they're not, because they're unmarried and don't have any kids? And how is it that someone could be one of the most commercially successful musicians of all time, but none of that matters because they ain't got no kids, because they don't have a ring on their finger? Who is this man? Okay, let's continue with this hate speech, essentially. This is essentially hate speech towards single, unmarried, child-free women. And it really should be child-free instead of childless, especially when you consider how many women today opt out of having children. Let's continue with this piece. He says, Swift's highly publicized romantic life has been a source of prime tabloid fodder for years. She has dated numerous high-profile men, at least a dozen, including the singers Harry Styles and Joe Jonas, the actor Jake Gyllenhaal, and more recently, the American football player Travis Kelce. This revolving door of relationships may reflect the normal dating experiences of many young women in today's world, but it also raises questions about stability, commitment, and even love itself. Should we encourage young girls to see the, quote, Swift standard, quote, end quote, as the norm, something to aspire to? Or should we be promoting something a little more, shall we say, wholesome? Would any loving parent reading this want their daughter to date 12 different men in the span of just a few years? Okay. I don't understand how this article made it to publication. I'm lost. I'm completely lost. And the reason why I'm lost is because his words are lies, okay? This man claims that Taylor Swift has been with 12 quote, different men in the span of just a few years when she has been with Travis Kelce for 1 year. She was with Joe Alwyn for 7 years. Okay, we got 8 years out of the 12 that she was partnered. So how are we getting 12 in quote the span of just a few years? And he used just to be more dramatic. He could have said 12 different men in the span of a few years, but he said just a few years, as though like it's a very small amount. But how do you get being in a relationship for 8 out of 12 years, but you're saying that she has been with 12 men in a few years? This is inaccurate. This is a lie. And why is he saying, would any loving parent reading this want their daughter to date 12 different men in the span of just a few years? Why is he not mentioning any men? Why is he not mentioning, would a loving parent want their son to date 12 different women in the span of just a few years? This man sounds like such an incel. Incel? I don't know how to say that right. This man sounds like such an incel. Okay. All right. I mean, because you're a whore. You are a whore. You are a prostitution whore or prostitute whore, according to Teresa Giudice. In the eyes of this man, if you have dated 12 people, period. And in the span of a few years, this man doesn't know anything. He doesn't know shit about Taylor Swift. All he had to do was Google and see that she was with Joe for 7 years. And she's been with Travis for a year. So the math ain't mathing if you're claiming that she's been with 12 men in a few years, when for the past eight years, she's been in a relationship. And that's not even including the people she was with post Joe Alwyn. I know she dated Maddie Healy, and didn't she date like someone? I think she dated two people after Joe before she dated Travis. Like, the math is not mathing here at all. All right, so let's continue with this quote unquote article. Swift impacts how young girls around the globe perceive relationships and success. Many of her lyrics often depict her as the victim. This might influence young women to adopt a similar perspective in their own relationships, be they romantic or otherwise. Swift is not a victim. She's the most popular musician of all time. Swift's numerous high-profile relationships, while private matters, are constantly in the public eye. This cycle of brief, intense relationships can unintentionally glamorize a type of romantic promiscuity where partners can be replaced as easily as toilet paper. Although breakups can hurt both males and females, it's the latter group that tends to feel more emotional pain. Swift makes breakups look easy. In reality, though, they're messy, painful affairs. Young girls look up to, dare I say, even worship Swift. They view her as much more than just a musician. The narrative of her romantic life, wildly publicized and so often sensationalized, presents a certain image of what modern relationships should look like. This isn't about moralizing, but about discussing the values we wish to instill in impressionable individuals. While it's true that young men need better role models, the same is equally true for young women. Swift and Kelce may last, and I hope they do, but judging by her record, the odds aren't great. Okay, that is the last of what I will read of this op-ed. Let's unpack it, okay? So this man claims that Taylor Swift's lyrics often depict her as the victim. That's not true. Not by a long shot. That's not true. This man doesn't listen to her music. That's why he sounds like such an idiot. Let me see here. He claims that, quote, Swift is not a victim. She's the most popular musician of all time. So again, this is misogyny. This is hatred towards women. This is someone who's speaking on his own planet, and he's not discussing what actually takes place on the planet I live on. Because according to this man, if you are a popular musician, you are, quote, not a victim. So if you are a popular celebrity, you apparently can't be abused. You apparently can't be harassed. You apparently cannot be attacked. You cannot be assaulted, and you cannot be murdered. You cannot be a victim. He says you, quote, can, quote, not. He says Swift is, quote, not a victim. That means anyone who is successful and a female cannot be a victim, according to this man. How the fuck did this get published? That's what I want to know. I wonder how many subscribers Newsweek is going to lose. Because as we know, Taylor Swift fans, they don't play any games. And I feel like the backlash, I don't care what type of traffic spike this article is getting, the backlash is not worth it. Newsweek out here looking stupid because of this man. Period. If you are successful, you can never be a victim, according to this piece of shit, ignorant ass, delusional ass, misogynist troll. Okay, so let's see here. Let me look at the rest of this. He's saying that because Taylor has brief, intense relationships, she's glamorizing romantic promiscuity where partners can be replaced as easily as toilet paper. Okay. All right. Are we not supposed to go from relationship to relationship? Is that not what we're supposed to do if we could find it? Are we supposed to just like take a year off or more in between relationships? Taylor Swift has not jumped from man to man. She has at times, but not consistently. She's been around for almost 20 years. Taylor Swift first came on the scene at like 15, 16, 17-ish. Like, she's been around a long time. And this man is talking about 12 men? 12 men in like pushing 20 years? Like, get the fuck out of here. It's not like she hasn't done her or been with people that the public doesn't know about. It's her life. It's her business. I don't see how you're promiscuous if you're, quote, replacing people like toilet paper. Isn't partnership the opposite of promiscuity? My idea of promiscuity is somebody who is in these streets, on these streets, like giving it to someone different every day or very often. Relationship to relationship, even if those are brief relationships, which clearly they were not. Taylor has been with Joe a long time. She's been with Travis a while. She's been with other people. Like, define brief. Why does this man sound like such a virgin? What's wrong with being promiscuous if you're safe? That's the energy, that's the vibe that some people are on. Aren't they entitled to do it? Or is a woman supposed to like meet a man at 14, 16, 18 and marry him and have kids because she will be a failure if she does not do that? Never, no mention of that man being a good partner, being a safe partner, a mentally stable and healthy partner. No. How dare a woman explore her options? She should go straight to hell. And why? Because according to this man, females tend to feel more emotional pain after a breakup. I'm not even clicking on that link. There is a clickable link under more emotional pain. I'm a female, so I'm going to speak for myself and I'm going to speak for all women. I'm going to speak for all women. The whole narrative that men are these emotionless bots, robots who could run around, sleep around, go through a breakup and not care, and that women care more is just, it's so, so incredibly stupid. We've all met men who've been destroyed after a breakup. And if women feel more emotional pain, according to what this man is saying, that would be because they met a man who had some fire dick and who promised them the world because he wanted to smash and then ran in the opposite direction. So yeah, I would expect a woman to be more hurt than a man because she's lied to by men and men who are dicking her down really well and telling her they're going to wife her. Yeah, that person should be hurt. But with the roles being reversed, I doubt men who are with women who really break it down, who like bring it when it comes to sex and who gas them up and said they were gonna marry them and this, that, and the other just to like get some dick from them. I could promise you those men would be hurt too. So this man could fuck right off. He's literally assigning gender to quote unquote more emotional pain. Has this man had has he had a relationship? Does he know any women? He sounds so corny. How does he come up with these theories? Why is he supporting this? And without any nuance or context, both men and women are hurt after a breakup. And why is that so? There's a direct correlation to being hurt after a breakup based upon what happened in that fucking relationship. So I guarantee you, when someone goes through a lot of drama and hurt and chaos in their relationship, they're hurt. It doesn't matter if they have a penis or a vagina. Fuck this guy. All right. Sorry for sounding so pissed. He's so stupid. Fuck him. Okay, let's move on. So then he goes on to say that, talk about, you know, her being, having impressionable fans. And okay, so he says that, quote, Swift and Kelsey may last, and I hope they do, but judging by her record, the odds aren't great. Okay. All right. Okay, the reason why I'm so mad that he says Swift and Kelsey may last, and I hope that they do, is he doesn't know the inner workings of her relationship. So this man is literally saying, I hope that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey last, and I guess by last he means get married, so that she won't have any more relationships. And, you know, judging by her record, the odds aren't great. Yeah, judging by everyone's record, the odds aren't great until they're with their spouse and until they don't get divorced. Everybody has the same record of breakups until they don't get divorced. Or for those who don't get married, if they don't break up. This guy is so fucking stupid. Okay, back to him saying he hopes that Taylor and Travis last. He's literally saying this because he doesn't think she should date anymore. He's not saying, I hope she's happy. I hope Travis treats her well. I hope that women get to be in long, lasting, healthy relationships. No, the goal here is to be with a man. Doesn't matter how that man treats you, you just have to be with a man, period. He hopes that her relationship lasts. We don't know anything about her fucking relationship, though. So why should you hope that it lasts? I don't know. Now, I clicked on this man's Twitter so I could send him some hate, and he has deleted his Twitter. This man has deleted his Twitter, man. I was laughing. I was hackling. Oh, man. I don't know. The way how Swifties have probably come after this man, I don't think he knows shit about Taylor Swift, her fan base, her dating history, her lyrics, her music. Oof. I bet he learned, though. I bet he learned. Wow. Why are we publishing a story, an op-ed like this in the year 2024 when women are being murdered, have been murdered, and can't even abort anymore in many states? Can't even have an abortion. Women are put in a position where they have to cling to abusive people. They can't even abort babies of the men who are pounding them, beating their ass every single day, pummeling them, sorry. They can't even do that. And this is what we're putting out? This is what we're publishing? All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. I'm bothered. I'm so bothered. It makes me so pissed. Like, I literally could cry. All right. Okay. The Bridgerton recaps are coming. I promise. Love y'all. Bye.